Message.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The faithful are saying final goodbyes to Pope Francis, whose coffin now lies inside St. Peter's Basilica. This newlywed had planned a trip to the Vatican, hoping the pontiff would bless his marriage.
The Pope Francis is a saint, and he will bless us from heaven, and we're very happy just to be here and to feel that connection.
CBS's Nora O'Donnell is at the Vatican.
The public can now pay their respects, and cardinals led this morning's procession as pallbearers carried the Pope's relatively modest coffin from the residence where he lived through St. Peter's Square along the very same route he traveled in his Popemobile on Easter Sunday, the day before he died.
A funeral service will be held Saturday. President Trump has toned down his talk on tariffs after the International Monetary Fund warned of a global economic slowdown. He's hinting 145% levies on Chinese products could come down. CBS's Kelly O'Grady spoke with investors.
By and large, I heard, okay, this is great. There's some optimism, but there was also skepticism because the negotiations have not started.
Mr. Trump is also backing off threats to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell. With Tesla profits down 71% in the first quarter, Elon Musk says he'll be spending less time in Washington at the Department of Government Efficiency. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe is at the White House.
He said he's going to scale back his work with Doge starting next month. On Tesla's disappointing earnings call, he said he would be allocating more of his time to his company, but not all of it.
I think I'll continue to spend, you know, a day or two per week on government matters for as long as the president would like me to do so.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced his department is moving to phase out all petroleum-based food dyes by the end of the year over concerns about children's health. CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
There are some animal studies, like in rats, that suggest maybe they can cause tumors of the thyroid, for example. There's some studies that suggest maybe it increases the risk of hyperactivity in children. It's not been shown to be cause and effect.
Okay.
You know, but because it's hard to do those studies. But there has been this signal.
Police in L.A. have arrested a man captured on surveillance video using a chainsaw to chop down a slew of trees on city-owned property downtown over the weekend. Many were severed at the base, others cut off just feet above the pavement. No word on who the suspect is. Some on social media are calling it eco-terrorism. Dow futures up 682. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. We're working on learning more. A 72-year-old Racine man has died after a suspect fleeing police ran a stop sign Saturday. Daniel Brown died Sunday after police say Adonis Martin hit his truck at Victory and Lathrop. Martin, who had active warrants, remains in custody. Former Social Security Commissioner Martin O'Malley will discuss Medicaid and SNAP at a Racine town hall tomorrow. The event at the Bryant Community Center will also feature Assembly Democratic leader Greta Neubauer. Racine's Harborfest returns June 13th and 14th with expanded entertainment and culinary offerings. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. Racine's Daniel Maceman won $1 million on a scratch ticket. He bought the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch offering at Pick and Save on Douglas. He claimed the prize last week in Madison. And Kenosha County's Adopt a Highway program relaunched on Earth Day. The county executive and other county officials were offering safety gear for volunteers. The initiative aims to recruit local groups and organizations to clean county roads twice a year. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had four hits. Jake Bowers, a two-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just one run over six innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us?
Three.
I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
To mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Came back from Hawaii. They spent a few days in California with us. We took them to the La Brea Tar Pits. You know what I'm talking about, where they have the fossils and things? I'm not making this up. My brother actually said, man, just don't seem like dinosaurs have come this close to downtown, does it? That's my blood, y'all. Because this is the same brother a few years ago, we went to Disney World. He stood in line 30 minutes to get Goofy's autograph. I said, it's just a kid in a Goofy costume. He said, no, I'm pretty sure that's the real Goofy right there. I remember 5 or 6 years ago, I went to see him. I was in town. He wasn't home. There was a note taped to his front door that said, Jeff, I had to run to the office. I'll be back in 5 minutes. The key is under the mat. Your only hope is a blind burglar.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love. I need you. Oh, oh, I need you. But all you do is treat me bad, break my heart and leave me sad. Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away so long? 'Cause baby love, my baby love, been missing you, miss kissing you. Instead of breaking up, let's do some kissing and making up.
Supremes, Baby Love, 810, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How did this couple really think they were going to get away with this? You know, people are so dumb sometimes. A Florida couple busted after they tried to forge a $1 million lottery ticket. Police said they took two non-winning tickets and crudely put them together and pretended as if they were a $1 million winner. The officer wasn't impressed. He said to them, "You got to do a lot better than this." Did they really think they're going to hand them over $1 million scotch taping numbers together? I mean, sometimes I wonder who I'm living with on this planet Earth, huh? Got the Beatles, early Beatles.
Since she's been gone, I want no one to talk to me. It's not the same, but I'm to blame, it's plain to see. So go away, leave me alone, don't bother me. I can't believe that she would leave. Till she's here, please don't come near, just stay away. I'll let you know when she's come home until that day. Don't come around, leave me alone, don't bother me. I've got no time for you. Now don't bother me. I know I'll never be the same if I don't get her back again. Because I know she'll always be the only girl for me. But till she's here, please don't come near.
From Radio Park to the Wingspread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. He looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years, he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drink so big. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, please. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Mr. Bojangles, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN, it's 8:16. When you plan a wedding, you really put a lot of work into it, a lot of expense. You invite people. They come in from all over the country to come to your wedding. So you want to have a wedding venue you can trust. A couple in Florida planned their wedding at an amazing mansion they thought was vacant. And they got there. The owner was home. He called the cops. People at the wedding all wound up leaving. No charges were filed. You just picked a vacant home to have your wedding? What are these people thinking? All right, time for the beat. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove, where spring is in full swing. Join the fun this Saturday from 8 to 1 for their exciting spring pop-up event. Grab your favorite handcrafted beverage while you explore a variety of local vendors showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Great beverages meet great local products. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Spring is here. Warmer days, fresh air, and the perfect chance to regain your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Live life on your terms. Cruise through the park or be part of the fun at any spring outing with a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, they offer flexible care credit options and exceptional service to keep you moving. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine and start enjoying life again with Easy Mobility Solutions.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Step up to the plate for nonstop excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier destination for fun.
Yes!
The vibes are just right in the backyard patio with the area's best live entertainment. Join the action with indoor golf simulators, bagel, and volleyball leagues. Prefer to stay inside? Angry Brothers Pub is serving up delicious favorites, including the famous Friday fish fry that everyone's talking about. Then, wash it down with a tasty beverage or a game day drink special. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
The Shirelles had a super hit with it. Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow? It's 8:23 local news. Tablets, it's WRJN. All right. You get a song stuck in your head. How do you get it out? You never do that? You can't get it out of your head? You're singing it in your sleep. You're singing it everywhere. Hopefully it's a clean song you're singing. All right. Chewing gum, they say, does it. That creates inner speech. Basically, your mouth moves at a different rhythm than the song in your head, so it distracts your brain. I've never tried it, because when I get a song stuck in my head, I don't have a piece of gum in my pocket. But I might give it a try sometime, because, yeah, you get that song stuck in your head and just can't get it out. Here's R.B. Greaves. Take a letter, Maria.
Last night as I got home about a half past 10, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool. Let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again.
So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. Never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. Oh, take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer, gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, oh, I'll pass it to my wife.
WRJN.
California Girls, local news, Tamla's hits, WRJN. Cloudy chance, showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 61, cloudy 44 degrees right now here at Radio Park. All right, here's a list of ways you're probably losing friends and irritating people. Now, this doesn't apply to me. it might. You waste other people's time. You ignore people below your level. You ask for too many favors. You ask questions just so you can hear yourself talk. and you refuse to play requests on the radio. Maybe that last one is just me. Huh? It's 8:30 on the nose. Let's check news once again. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police shot and wounded a man involved in a home invasion last night. Kenosha authorities are investigating the police shooting that happened at around 6 at a home near Marquette and Hamilton. A statement says officers heard gunshots, engaged the suspect, and wounded him with minor injuries. We're working on learning more. A Racine man won $1 million on a scratcher. Daniel Maceman hit the $1 million jackpot on the Wisconsin Lottery's $1 million diamond scratch ticket last week. Maceman bought the winning ticket at Pick and Save on Douglas Avenue and claimed his prize last Friday in Madison. The $30 game launched in March. It features three top prizes of $1 million, with Maceman as the first winner. The 72-year-old Racine man struck during a police chase Saturday has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office says Daniel Brown died a day after his truck was hit by a car fleeing from police. Law enforcement says 36-year-old Adonis Martin ran a stop sign at Victory in Lathrop and collided with Brown. He was flown to Milwaukee but later died. Martin had an active warrant out for his arrest for cutting off a monitoring bracelet. He is now in custody at the Racine County Jail. Some area officials used Earth Day to relaunch an environmental effort. Kenosha County's Adopt a Highway program is restarting an effort to get more volunteers to help clean up county highways. Officials, including County Executive Samantha Kirkman, kicked off the effort at an Earth Day event, offering free safety vests and recognition signs for those taking part. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
WRJN weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. We'll get to 63 for a high today. The wind southeast at 5 to 15. Showers tonight, 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit cooler with a high in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Marriage is hard work. Please work hard at a relationship. It is tough. I read this in the USA Today. If there's laughter in the bedroom, you have a healthy relationship. Laughing and pointing is not good.
Memories.
Okay, anyway, it's funny how women and men differ on just marriage, just hearing the news. When you hear your girlfriends get married, Denise is getting married!
Denise is getting married! I'm going to be bridesmaid!
When a guy hears a guy friend's getting married, it's like he has a disease.
Did you hear about John?
Come on, what happened?
He's getting married.
You're kidding. I saw him 2 weeks ago. He was fine.
You gotta understand. Hey-ya. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey-ya. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey-ya. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to just taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool.
For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time.
If she's put together fine, yeah, she's in my mind.
In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
stop.
I can't stop.
Stop. I can't stop myself. Life is striking again.
Christy, Lightning Strikes, Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, it's 836. You know, there are lots of ways fast food joints trick us into eating more, like price anchoring, where they put the expensive stuff on the menu to make everything else look cheap. And those self-service kiosks aren't just meant to speed things up. We order more because now we're not worried about that cashier judging us and all the food we're stuffing down our gullet. So we tend to eat more. Ah, the tricks they've learned, huh, to get us to eat more food. The zombies, she's not there.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Well, no one told me about. No one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the color.
She's not there.
CCR, Who'll Stop the Rain, also the name of a Nick Nolte movie with Nick and Tuesday Weld. It was a good film. It was based on that song, by the way. It's 8:41. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, when did you start feeling really old? I mean really old. In a survey, the most common answer was 50. It's all over at age 50. About 80% of the people started truly feeling old at 50. 5% said at 40. When I was a little kid, I remember my brother turned 13 years old, and I was 6 years younger than him, so I said, oh, my goodness, I'm 7. When I'm 13, it's all over. Then he turned 18. Oh, when I turn 18, forget it. I'm going to cash in my chips. Then 21, 30, 40, and it keeps going, going, going. I guess I feel old now. I don't know. Maybe a little old now. I'm going to tell you my age because then you'll say, man, is he ancient? It's 8:42. We're looking for a cloudy day today. Showers and thunderstorms a possibility. Highs near 61. It rained yesterday. I never knew it rained. My wife told me. Did you hear the rain coming down? No, I didn't hear it. Cloudy tonight. Lows 47. Partly sunny tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy. 49 degrees right here at Radio Park. See you again. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. I want to thank you for joining us here on this hump day. It's a Wednesday morning. It's 8:45. You know, some of us don't think people should have their phones out while eating. Others think it's okay to have them out on the table charging while you're eating dinner at a restaurant. All right, here's a new survey out on acceptable and unacceptable behaviors at restaurant. You might be doing some of these. Like taking photos of your food, 75% said it's okay. Asking to be seated before your entire party arrives, 69% says it's okay. I do it because I want to make sure we get a table. Asking for a table near a power outlet to charge your phone, 51% say it's okay. 29% say no. Taking an extended period of time to decide what to order, well, 49% say it's okay. Flirting with the staff, only 23% said it's acceptable. Bringing outside food and drinks into the restaurant, 71% said no. Snapping your fingers to get the waiter's attention. Do people do that? 81% say it's not acceptable. Debating menu prices with the staff, 84% said no. Allowing their children to roam freely, 90% said no. And saying they won't pay for a dish they didn't like, but they ate it, 90% say unacceptable. I believe some parents do that. Whoa, parents. Some people do it. Forget their parents. 846 WRJN.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
And the Vandella is dancing in the street, 851. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. All right, a study of 2.3 million parents found the most stressful moment of the day is, and this is good news because you passed it already, 7:35 in the morning. Has everything to do with trying to get your kids dressed, fed, and out of the house so you can have some me time. Also, the four work emails that waste the most time of your day are spam emails where you were CC'd but didn't need to be, emails about things you could have explained faster on the phone, and long, rambling, never-ending emails. Yeah, we get them all, don't we? Remember before emails? It was great. Nobody bothered you. It's 8:52. Got the grassroots now. Here's Midnight Confessions.
The sound of your footsteps telling me that you're near. Your soft, gentle motion, babe. Bring that need in me that no one can hear itself. It's my midnight confession. When I tell the world that I love you. It's my midnight confession. When I tell the things that I want to. I love you. What a little gold ring you wear on your hand makes me understand. There's another before me, you'll never be mine. I'm wasting my time. Staggering through the
WRJN.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Oh,
Stevie Wonder for Once in My Life. Local news, tablets, hits at WRJN. Coming up next is Dan Marcus and his Wax Museum at 2 o'clock today. Got Kurt Bowman for you. And don't forget about his 5 o'clock class reunion. Three hits from the year 1960. Plus, we'll talk about events that happened in that year. So if you're a graduate of high school, 1960, today's the day you want to listen, especially today, 5 o'clock with Kurt. 6 o'clock tonight, we've got Chris Morrow at 8:10. We've got Brewers baseball. Brewers are on the West Coast at the City by the Bay. They'll take it on the Giants out in San Francisco. Tomorrow morning, I'm back, 6 o'clock. Don Rosen, hope you can join me tomorrow at 7:10. We've got Jim Messier and Carol Gianforte going to be in the studio talking about the history of Elmwood Plaza here in Racine, Part 2. Should be fun. All right, Dan Marcus, he's coming up next right here.
So don't you be this time.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez, paying last respects to the Pope. The public lined up to pass by Pope Francis' coffin after it was